T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Bam wins the tap. Heat in the home white. Ball gets to Gabe Vincent as the Heat move right to left.
Here's Jimmy
at the free throw line. Spins, bottom of the circle. Flips it up, knocks it down.
Doesn't seem to matter, does it?
Not right now.
Having his way.
Jimmy Butler is locked in. Not a Strus, who is loose. Three threes so far tonight. Jab step into the angle. Knocks down a three on the pullback. Nnamdi for three. Duncan, three ball, left wing, splash.
You know, if you're a competitor, you just love these kind of moments and you treasure it. These are kind of moments that you'll remember, you know, years from now. I want all of our guys to be able to experience that. You know.
And this one belongs to the Heat. They take the 3-2 series lead.
Ah, there you have it from last night. Stars, backups, home, on the road, all this junk we've been talking about. All I know is Miami Heat are up 3-2, and they beat Philadelphia by 35 points. Jeez. Last night. It's
even weird when you say it.
120-85. It's like, okay, got off to a nice start. Butler and Strus both had 11 in that first quarter, and but then you start to watch, and like Embiid and the rest of them, just they look slow. They didn't look like the energy. And like, how can you not be jacked up? You got it back to 2-2. You know, right. you got to win on the road.
And you can take control of the series coming down here to Miami and win this game if you're Philadelphia.
So last night, hey, game five is big. And the Heat played like it was real important last night, taking advantage, like the Panthers are going to do tonight, to take advantage of home ice and home floor, home court, to have a chance to win these games. So good stuff last night with all this yap about Joel Embiid yesterday and his supporting cast. And he makes everybody better, and he's the best. He's not the best player in this series,
no,
by the way.
No, he's not.
The best player is Jimmy Butler. The best player before this game is Jimmy Butler. The best player that's played all five games now is Jimmy Butler. They're lucky that Jimmy Butler didn't need to be aggressive last night and take that game over, because you look at it, really pretty spread out with everybody except for Jimmy Butler last night in that game. All right, so we got Panthers tonight. We're going to hear from Steve Goldstein coming up here, who will be on the call tonight. And he's got a great take on a lot of stuff. You're going to be watching that game tonight. But also coming out here, we're not exactly sure of the rules on this. But it's really a no-brainer if you were to look at the schedule. And by the way, it's an NFL schedule. It's coming out tomorrow night at 8 o'clock. I should get to that. You'll know exactly when and where for home and road games tomorrow night. They'll have the whole thing out. Of course, they're going to do it on NFL Network.
Right.
And everything that the NFL owns, NFL.com, NFL Network, NFL Streaming, NFL loves you, NFL wants to get to know you, anything, they're going to have it.
And ESPN will be a split second behind, by the way, because they're doing their own schedule release, but NFL Network will have it first, and then a split second later, the ESPN will have it.
All right, so the two games that Fox and CBS have protected is really a no-brainer. There's going to be some great games out there. There is going to be, especially with changes in quarterbacks and the change in a couple of the top receivers, including one coming down here, it's going to be fun. But Fox grabbing for their game, their number one game, Dallas at Green Bay, is a no-brainer. And I'll even go a step further. It could end up being the highest TV-rated game in the league. Green Bay and Dallas draw like rock stars. They get eyeballs from coast to coast to watch that game. Now, they also have huge fan bases. They've been around a long time. Remember, Dallas was America's team.
Right.
And everybody loves Green Bay. So, and then CBS, I mean, this is a no-brainer again, Buffalo and Kansas City.
Right.
After what they played, I don't know if it'll look the same or not, but there is a chance you get that kind of game again, Buffalo and Kansas City, Mahomes, Josh Allen. That's, and I haven't even seen the schedule. Listen, there could be some other fantastic games.
I'm sure, but off the top of your head, those two games for both networks. And the reason why, and I think the rule is they're allowed to protect one game, each network, from NBC, from Sunday Night Football, because of how late in the season both those games are. It looks like week 8.
They go into flex.
And week 8 so they is Bills at Chiefs.
They're allowed to start picking.
So that's why they're protected, right?
Picking games off, and that's how they get. I don't know how the hell they got that in their contract, but Sunday night. You know what's funny? I don't know how everybody else that's in the business and paying hundreds of millions and billions of dollars to the NFL has allowed NBC to have this Sunday night package.
It's unbelievable.
Because it's just blown Monday Night Football away. It's not about the announcers. It's not about the color analysts. It's about the frigging games they're getting.
Right.
Now, they get some good ones, don't get me wrong, but it seems like Sunday Night Football has just, like, hey, who's on Sunday Night Football? Because I remember when they were going to do it and people said, too much football in one day. 1 o'clock, 4 o'clock games. That's enough. I don't need another one. And that's not true, man, because people are staying up and watching that damn Sunday Night Football game.
It's a good one. Usually it's the best game of the week. That's the crazy part.
So, and we're all curious to see how many 1 o'clock games, or is the league and their partners, as in networks, how many games do they pick up for the Dolphins? Thursday's a slam dunk. Everybody's getting a Thursday
game. Right,
so
you're going to get a Thursday
Everybody
game.
Gets that, and the players would rather not get them. Most of them would tell you they don't want the Thursday game. But
and the initial leak is Packers at Dolphins on Monday Night Football, so that would be the other one. But are they going to get a Sunday night game?
Well, and then the question is,
how many ones
is it
on Sunday?
Is it Thursday going to be Thanksgiving with the Lions?
Interesting.
That's what I was going to get to before.
Interesting.
So, anyway, and then I know the Miami Dolphins, on behalf of the Miami Dolphins, would love to have West Coast games back-to-back and get that out of the way. We don't care which way you want to go, north to south or south to north. You want us to play the Chargers and go and play the 49ers or 49ers and go down to Southern California? Let us know.
What's your preference? You have a preference there or no? Does it matter?
I'll probably go up to see my parents either way for a couple days, so it doesn't matter. It's not that long a flight. Well, all right.
Well, yeah. I mean, listen, you're the Cali person. I don't know how long the trip is.
I'd rather
if you had your preference,
stay in Northern California. Okay. That would be a little easier.
Yeah, catch right, that's fine.
Catch the plane down with the gang.
Yeah, that's it.
If that could happen, maybe. Right. Maybe that's a little better way to go. So anyway, we have all kinds of stuff, and then the Tom Brady story hits. I'm just curious. We haven't gotten a text machine. We need to do that. 305-567-0560 all over the place this morning with hockey and basketball. Great win last night. My God. Just they continue to be the big dogs in this town, man. Mm-hmm. They do. The Heat just keep on winning. And whatever, we can break down how many guys are actually star players, role players, or really good players, almost star players. All I know is they play great together. They all play great together, whatever their roles are. Here they are, one game away from going to the Eastern Conference Finals. Anyway, what do we have coming in?
Well, someone did text in. There's a couple on the Brady stuff. It says, can you guys please address a question for me? Does Brady's TV deal with Fox preclude him from becoming a minority owner in the NFL? Because I guess obviously the rumors that once he retires, maybe he becomes part of the ownership group for the Miami Dolphins.
Well, he's out of that. There's no way.
He can't call games and
they don't want Tom Brady just to be around walking around. They didn't want that.
We'll not allow that.
Yeah.
They wanted, if Tom Brady was coming here when he was done, he was coming here to run football. Mm. That's what he wanted to do. He's got a beautiful home that is going to be built on the – I don't know – Somebody have to help me on this. I'm about ready to hit you with something here. Star Island or Indian Creek, which homes are more expensive overall?
Wow. That's a great question.
I could get into some names. I don't know if they like their names out there on who like lives on those islands. Yeah. Well, you can't get on there. Trust me. They got an army of security. Yes, by the way, not only in the front, but go around on the boats with security guys.
Yeah, they don't allow people like me in those places, so I wouldn't know.
None of us.
It's not just you.
Is it Indian Creek, home of Norman Brayman?
Right.
And Tom Brady.
Right.
And Trump's daughter.
Right.
And a lot of other people, by the way. I think Iglesias lives out there. Yeah. I think there's a bunch of famous. Well, there's not a bunch because there's not that
many
homes
are in there.
And then Star Island has got big. You better have big boy pants on that.
You have to.
Now, I know Stuart. I don't think Stuart would get mad if I say this. Stuart Miller lives out there.
Big dog.
Big.
Big dog. All right.
So, I don't know what island considers to be.
Indian Creek or Star Island, which is more.
I think I saw something was Indian Creek, and I couldn't believe it. Now, Indian Creek has a golf course in the middle of it.
That might be the difference.
Star Island doesn't, but Star Island is friggin' beautiful between Miami and South Beach.
Right. I've always heard Star Island. Right. Everybody always tells me Star Island. So.
And you get to see cruise ships every day if you want to look out the front there.
Nice water and everything. Wow.
Well, you can't go wrong either place.
No!
By the way, Don Shula was on Indian Creek. He and his wife.
Someone also texted in, I guess you guys haven't heard or seen the big rumor. I think this is coming off a Buffalo Bills fan page that week one is going to be in Buffalo, Miami at Buffalo.
I know the last time that happened.
It says, look out, bye week to our fan base might be screaming for Bridgewater at that point. That's the end of that one.
All I know is I'd have to look this up, but that was my first game in the NFL.
Was it
regular
really?
Season
in
game.
In Buffalo?
I've told you this story many, many times that 1980, and we had a bunch of the undefeated guys still on the team.
Right.
Cooch and Bob Greasy, Larry Little, Tim Foley. There were a bunch. There was still a lot of guys that were finishing up long careers. And I didn't know it till we were on the bus and we were going. They said, hey, you know Buffalo hasn't beaten us in the 70s. They didn't beat us.
Jeez.
And I go, wait a sec. You mean it at the Orange? Well, I get it. Orange. They go, no. Listen, the Buffalo Bills lost 20 straight times in the 70s. I go, no, there's no way. O.J. Simpson was on. They go, they beat O.J. Simpson every time.
Wow.
They won. And it's not that they won at the Orange Bowl. They beat everybody at the Orange Bowl. They won up there 10 times in a row. Some of those teams, like I said, O.J. was running for 2,000 one time.
Right. And you beat him every time.
Yeah. So we took care of that day, and we lost. We didn't want
to
mess up the 80s.
Right. Welcome to the NFL.
The place was going crazy, too.
I'm sure.
It was like a college atmosphere of like an unranked team beating the number one team in college football, and the kids all run out. That's how these grown-ass drunk people in Buffalo were acting. They tore down. And I'm watching it as I'm going in the field goal post. They're going, get off the field. Get off the field. You're not safe. I go, why are they acting? Because they just beat us for the first time in a decade.
Well, you were part of that. History. Bad
exactly
history.
Great right. history. Right. Brought my Cal Berkeley team there.
Right. Do you remember how bad Montana was as an analyst? What if Brady's like Montana?
I don't think that's going to happen.
Yeah.
That was not Joe's personality.
No.
Joe was always a private guy. You can see Brady. We've got to see the Brady in Tampa Bay that we didn't really get to see. Tom has more fun, bust chops a little bit, playing in golf events now, stuff that, you know, Belichick, like, hey, you're just one of the guys. Come here and work out. He's changed.
Yeah.
I think Brady's going to be good. I don't know. Everybody seems – I wouldn't worry about it because Tom Brady's getting – and if he's not, they'll coach his ass up for $375 million.
I was going to say, we've learned, too, that he can take some good coaching, too. So they'll coach him up.
Yeah.
By the way, two techs say Indian Creek over Star Island.
Really?
You can take it with a grain of salt.
Well, let me see. That makes sense. Golf course in front of you.
Yeah, that helps.
By the way, that thing.
That helps, that golf course. And I mean, I know Star Island's on the water.
I did a charity event there one night for somebody we know. And that clubhouse, for that handful of people, there are not a lot of homes out there.
Uh-huh.
you talk about a clubhouse. And water on the outside. That thing.
Yeah.
By the way, then one night they sent me to go see Norman Brayman when Norman was in the middle of all the news.
Right.
So they send me out going, you know, Norman knows you a little bit. He's come on with you before on the radio. Can you get him? I said, well, I'll try. Well, we can't get a hold of him. We want you to go out there and go live.
What?
And they thought I could get in. Like this person working the front said,
are you kidding?
There are army bases that aren't that safe.
Right.
Homestead's not that safe. Is that still open? Partially, at least, but
a million years ago, that's where.
Let me tell you something,
A-Rod,
man.
Had that big poker tournament in Indian Creek, the one where I took your invite.
That was
100 years ago. Yeah,
that was
in Indian Creek. It was the first time ever there.
Indian Creek over right. Star Island.
Yeah, two people have texted in about that, so I don't know.
The golf course makes a difference.
I think that's what it is. I really think that's you said it right there.
View, water view.
I mean, that view is ridiculous.
Like water view.
I like that water view, though.
Yeah, that water view is ridiculous.
And by the way, security both. Can you imagine sitting out there at night having a drink? And by the way, the Star Island backyards are just gorgeous.
I mean,
you're sitting there, and by the security guy, hey, how you guys doing tonight? How's the family? We're good. Thanks, man.
Just riding by in his boat, making sure that you're good.
Crazy.
Yeah. Someone wants to know if you'll get an In-N-Out burger shirt from Northern and Southern California.
No, but I will tell you something, and I'll tell you who is behind it. I'm going to tell you a story about we're leaving a dinner with sponsors in San Diego when they were still the Chargers, and we're leaving, and we just had a big-ass steak dinner. Everything's a steak dinner on the road.
Of course.
Nice steak restaurant. I would have preferred Mexican. As we're leaving, we get on a special bus. They're taking us back. It's about a 40-minute ride. And one guy made a stop because he wanted In-N-Out burger.
After a steak dinner?
Well, I'm not going to say who it is, but I was so stuffed, I didn't eat. I didn't even, usually you try to eat the little extra. In-N-Out burger. Yeah. They brought a couple of bags. I couldn't do it. But we stopped. After a nice-ass, ridiculous dinner at In-N-Out Burger. I go, you guys got to be kidding me. No way. We got to go to break. We'll come back. 305-56. Well, of course, we're going to come back. We've still got Steve Goldstein, and we got to get to more of your text messages. 305-567-056. And we say good morning to Pat Riley, who's out there right now and just doing a great job. This thing is running smoothly so far. What a win last night. My God. Right now, I want to tell you about my friends at Era Round the Clock Air Conditioning and Plumbing. Boy, I've been waiting to say that plumbing thing. Plumbing thing's gotten real big, and they're real good. They went out and got some really good plumbers to take care of all your plumbing needs every day. Toilets, sinks, leaks. You know about all the problems you have. What is it? Once or twice a year, you got to call a plumber. There's always a problem. Everybody thought it was just an air conditioning problem. It's plumbing problems, but Around the Clock Plumbing is ready for any problems you have 7 days a week with great plumbers. And oh, by the way, the Around the Clock box truck filled with all size Rheem water heaters makes us the water heater kings. Right now, you need a new one. You don't want to wait for somebody to order it and go get it and bring it back within 48 hours. You want it now. Same day installation. Same day installation, all different size. We have them in stock. We don't order them. We have them. They're part of Around the Clock right now. Financing plans, we have those two to help you out. Let's be honest. Everybody needs a water. You think you need air conditioning? You need your water heater. And with Rheem water heaters, you're in good shape every day. They bring them out. They install them quickly. We got financing plans. We're doing it all for you. 855-PLUMBER, 855-PLUMBER for Around the Clock Air Conditioning and Plumbing.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. host a local event, and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the pitch, hit, and run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Teams are playing well, and he get a, I still can't believe it, 35-point win in Game 5 last night with that series tied up at 2-2, so they'll go back for a Game 6. And if needed, we'll see you on Sunday right back here for Heat fans going to the game and watching them. And then the Panthers will try to win Game 5 tonight at home. We'll have Steve Goldstein join us coming up here in just a few minutes. We'll talk to him about everything. By the way, we were talking about serious expensive real estate in Dade County, and it's my fault. I should have known when we started about Star Island and Indian Creek,
right.
Fisher Island.
Yeah, it's got to be up there.
Fisher Island. And by the way, you can't take that car across that water.
No, you cannot take the car.
Got to get a friggin' ferry to take you across.
Well, we have some text on that, what you brought up, and someone said Indian Creek, by far, they even have their own police department. Indian Creek, I'm a retired Miami Beach cop, went to both places. It's Indian Creek.
Indian Creek's number one, huh?
Right. Raymond Floyd also lived
there. Ray Floyd lived there. He and Coach Shula were great friends, yeah.
Indian Creek Island, I would say the properties there in Indian Creek, land is massive. The houses are way more expensive.
Wow. Those lots are big. I was blown away when I went in there, and they went.
That comes from a UPS driver, says delivered to both.
That's Coach Shula's. Oh, that's a good one. So
yeah,
what do you say again? One more time.
UPS driver. I've delivered to both islands, Star Island and Indian Creek Island. I would say the properties on Indian Creek, the land there is massive. The houses look way more expensive. Difference between knowing and kind of.
They're all friggin' huge.
Right. I mean, they're huge.
There's no small places.
No, they're
you're not on Star Island in a 2,000 square foot 3-2.
Right. Yeah. No, it's a different story there.
Matter of fact, usually one guy's got all the money, buys all the lots next to him, and makes it bigger.
Someone said, I'm a shell contractor and have done high-end homes for the past 30 years. My quote for Brady's home was by far the highest number per square feet I've ever given. Out of control.
Yeah.
That is a good text.
By the way, adding Tom Brady. And I believe Trump's daughter.
Helps the
I forget her name.
Right?
Trump's daughter that he likes the most. That one.
Ivanka? I think it's Ivanka. Right.
The one he likes the most.
That's her. Yeah. That would be the one. Right.
She's getting a big pat out there, too. She's done just fine, she and her husband.
Right. Yeah, right. They've done pretty good at that point. Yeah, a lot for Indian Creek. Not as much for Star Island. Not even for Fisher Island. Indian Creek's gotten the most kind of texts come in.
I think Fisher Island's got a little 9-hole golf course out there. I think
that does it to me.
I've never been out there. I'd be lying to you.
Fisher Island, yeah.
But I have been in a home, and you asked me whose house, and you thought I was going to say Stuart Miller.
Well, I just figured that would be the case.
And he has invited me some functions out there. I haven't been able to go, but Bob Kuchenberg,
Kuch was on Star
when
Island.
We played in the '80s. Had a Christmas party. He says, "Hey, you guys are welcome to come." So I said, "Hey, where's Kuch live?" And they go, "He lives on this this crazy." He had a home there.
Wow.
I think he and his wife are going to fix it up and just flip it. They did flip it, but they flipped it during a divorce.
Oh.
I don't want to get into that story. That's a classic,
that's
too.
Right.
One of the many dysfunctional stories coming out of the family.
Reed, that's something else by itself right there. Shouldn't Brady have to work his way up to his new profession? I suggest video editor. Yeah, we'll get him there first. Right. We'll make him do video editing first.
Hey, man, I'm Tom Brady. Can you imagine? Who gets a $375 million contract out of sports, any sport?
But still playing. How many guys
And by the way,
that,
Tom, if you decide you got the itch to play another year,
do it.
We're still waiting for you.
Right. Look up Bill Dean's Miami Beach home. It's over there by Indian Creek Place. Place is crazy. I partied there. All right, we'll have to look that up. Bill Dean's Miami Beach home.
Never partied.
This guy
never
partied
in Indian Creek.
And DC Rob texted in, your preference for the schedule is easy. He wants the north in the winter so you can break out that leather jacket. You're never going to live that one down. That leather jacket's legendary.
They blasted me so much. We had all those cold weather games, and they just like, really? Again?
It just occurred to me that the plan was for Tom Brady and Sean Payton to come to the Dolphins this year before the Flores lawsuit broke and squashed it. Well, then maybe that's the reason Flores was fired, to make room for the guy Brady wanted to play for. So effectively, Tom Brady's gotten two NFL head coaches fired this year.
I think it was other stuff with
I think it was a little bit more. Yeah. Right, right.
I think there was a lot of other stuff.
Right.
Third graders can't get along.
Joe, if I had the wherewithal, I'd go to Indian Creek for the golf course, Star Island. You have to get out of town when a hurricane approaches because the place is going to be underwater soon. Valdosta Dolphin Mike.
I'm guessing you have to do the same thing for, I know you do, for Fisher Island. It really is out there.
You're an island and the hurricane coming.
But I'm guessing everybody's got to do the evacuation if it's close. Everybody.
I would just assume so, right?
Yeah.
Bill Dean's Miami Beach home. Another one about that. Who's Bill Dean? I'm going to have to look that up, huh? This day and age shouldn't have been called Guardian Creek Island.
But we got a lot of money out there. Tried to call them. They go, sir, please leave. They have machine guns and stuff. Please leave now.
We have Tony Montana's house.
And we've seen enough. You must leave.
I've actually delivered to Coach Shula his house on Fisher Island. And on Fisher Island. Indian Creek. Both are awesome, but Indian Creek bigger.
Wait a second.
So this guy's delivered to Coach Shula.
He's saying Coach Shula lived had a house on Fisher Island, too?
No, he said I think he worded it wrong.
Oh, okay.
I've actually delivered to Coach Shula and on Fisher Island. He said Indian Creek, both are
awesome. Yeah, Indian Creek got huge lots. Right. Huge spread out lots.
Right.
And I've seen Coach Shula picture. I've never been to house. But the back, the view is phenomenal.
Something special,
oh,
right?
Oh, God.
Right.
I still take the Star Island. I like that South Beach
that's
on one and
right.
Miami on the other.
Let's see what we got here. Did you cringe when Embiid went down last night, ripping off his mask, expecting to be an eye out of the socket or something like that, like I did? I expected it to be bad because they said on the broadcast right away that it looked like it's swelling up. I expected it. When they showed the replay,
guess
they
what?
Showed the ball, right.
Okay. Whatever.
Right.
Your
right.
ass better get ready for game six
because
nobody's going
right.
to care. You're playing, nobody cares. Like Kyle Lowry will tell you. My hamstrings hurt, but I tried to play and didn't play very well.
Right.
Just care how you played.
That is.
That's
right.
Sports are cold that way. And they know, he knows, they can't win without him, even have a chance.
Oh, no, of course.
Of course, they had him last night. They didn't win either. Right. Hey, we got a lot more stuff to get to. We got a big game five tonight. This sucker's all tied up at two. Thanks the last 3 minutes. Steve Goldstein will join us to talk about this game and also – the craziness of Game 4. That's coming up next.
All right, Joe, we're going to head out to the Toyota of Hollywood Hotline. Shop over 1,500 Toyotas indoors in one of America's largest showrooms at Toyota of Hollywood on 441 between Hollywood and Sheridan. We're going to talk to Steve Goldie Goldstein on the call tonight. Bally Sports, the Panthers in action in a very, very big one. Game 5 here for them versus the Capitals. Goldie, good morning. Happy game day to you.
All right, what's going on, fellas? Here we go again.
Gold, how about that last 3 minutes and an empty netter? That could you tell when he shot that? Could you get a feel whether, I mean, that thing goes in. It's you talk about having your backs to the wall coming back home. What's going through your mind during that one?
Yeah, no, I couldn't tell whether it was going to be good or not. I just knew it was going to be close because I could see the trajectory of it, you know, from way up where we are. And, you know, I'm waiting like everybody else. I'm like towards the empty net and off the post. So, you know, that's the way these games go. You know what I like in this series so far too, Joe? It's like that 1, 2, or 3 seed in the NCAA tournament when you play in Alcorn State or someone like that and you get the 55-54 win and you kind of breathe the big sigh of relief because you got over it. Like, that's what this thing feels like a little bit to me. You know, the Panthers are being pushed and pressed and – I mean, these guys aren't even pushing for offense. They're just sitting back defensively and packing it in and waiting for the Panthers to make a mistake. And that's a hard way to play because you want to get up and go and play your game. They just got to get through this, man. It's a learning process for them. You know, you got some veterans on this team, but for the most part, you got a lot of guys that have not played a lot of playoff games, have never really been the favorites in a playoff series, which is a whole different animal from the outside. And I think steadily here, you know, they're learning how to get through this. And last game I thought was their best game. I really think they got what they deserved, Joe, because I thought they dominated the game. It would have been a shame for them to lose that game.
Yeah, you were talking about a team in the Capitals that had, what, like 16 shots the whole friggin' game there. Yeah, you're exactly right. I'm just curious, winning a game like that, and Reinhart and Verhaeghe coming back with huge goals, and you come home with that. Is that something you think that just can get this team to finally loosen up and really start letting it rip with this game starting tonight?
I think so, and I think we saw some of that last game. You know, they look like themselves. Now, look, the guy made the saves. Like I said, the Capitals, I mean, the Panthers are entering their zone like at will. They don't care. They're just protecting the front of the net, and they're trying not to give up breakaways. And the one two-on-one they did give up, the Panthers scored. That was the first goal they got, Ekblad and Verhaeghe on the two-on-one. So it's not easy, and the guy's making the saves. I mean, give the goalie credit. Like, he hasn't been very good in his young career, but he's playing pretty well. He's making that first save. And they're just playing like a game of chicken with you and saying, okay, you want to keep coming? We'll wait for you to make one mistake. So you would hope that after the last game, not only that they won and, like you say, the way they won, but the fact they really dominated the game, maybe there's a little breaking from Washington. The key for the Panthers is they got to get the lead, man, because if they get the lead, then the Capitals have to open up a little bit. And once they start opening up, I'm telling you, it's going to be lights out. It's going to be like the 80s yeah. Lakers showtime like we saw in the regular season. But because they're not scoring on the power play, which they're 0 for 13, they're not able to open these games up. I mean, every time they get an opportunity, if they're up a goal to stretch it to two, they haven't been able to do it. So we'll see. You know, it's a long struggle, man. And, you know, I think it's a long way from being over still.
Goldie, the play of Big Bob, obviously one game, you know, the six goals, when you look at it, doesn't look great. But how has his play been throughout this series so far in your eyes?
I think good. I don't think he's been, you know, lights out fantastic, but right. He's been very good. You know, if he could stop Kuznetsov, his fellow countryman, on those breakaways, the whole series would look different. But, you know, that guy's a hell of a scorer. And, you know, the other night, I thought it was a tough game from a guy that loves to work. And he's, as I told you guys, he's the first guy on the ice in practice. I mean, the guy's a workout freak. To only see 16 shots in a playoff game is not easy for a goaltender. You know, you go minutes of just standing there doing nothing.
Right.
So I thought he made a couple of big saves. You know, the guy out of the penalty box in the breakaway, obviously the breakaway with 3.5 minutes left. If he lets that in, it goes to 3-1. It's probably over. So he did a good job. The first goal wasn't his fault at all. It was deflected off a skate. And then the second goal is a great move by the guy. So I think overall in the series, he has been good. He's given him the opportunity. Even the 6-1 game, I didn't think was his fault. If they can cash in on a power play here and there, they don't have some breakdowns. You know, they were in that game. It was only, you know, 2-1, you know, late in the second period. So I think he's been good.
Gold, the defensive changes combo plus Ekblad losing some of that rust, who's not played a lot and starting to look more like himself every time he's on the ice, made a huge difference, huh, for this team?
I think, Joe, I think you hit it on the head with a great point that nobody else has talked about out of that game. Because of the drama, because of the late goals, and obviously that's what everybody focuses on, you are 1,000% right. He looked like, in game four, the old Aaron Ekblad. He had a couple of assists. He was carrying the puck. They were moving out of the zone quickly. And I think that was a huge, huge factor. You could tell. He now is settled in. He's comfortable. And we're seeing the guy that we saw all year, where maybe that really wasn't the case. Certainly the first two games, and really the first three. The D pair changing. I mean, I think they hit the jackpot a little bit there. You know, Uyghur and Forsling were great together. And, you know, to me, and again, some of it's just the way the game flows. I think Ben Sherratt was underutilized the first couple of games. I mean, you went out, you gave up a first-round pick for a guy that went to the Stanley Cup final last year, who's a horse, who's a veteran guy, who's a big guy, who will bang players in the zone and make sure he gets the puck out. Now that he's up there with Ekblad, they dominated that game at 5-on-5. So maybe, you know, as the series goes on, as we always talk about, you know, you make changes, you make adjustments, and, right. You know, maybe you stumble on a few things, and I think they may have stumbled on something there.
Speaking of changes, let's talk about that 0-for-13 power play. If somebody would have told me through four games that this team, the way they score, isn't scoring with a man advantage, I would have never believed it on the power play. What do you see? Is the changes go? What's the biggest thing? Too many passes? Struggling to get good shots? What do you see there, Gold?
Well, first off, it's great that they're 0-for and they're tied in the series. So that's one way to look at it.
Yeah.
Because they've dominated 5-on-5, and Washington's power play has been great. Although last game, the Panther penalty kill was huge in that 5-on-3. Once they went back to the five forwards, I thought that it was better. Last game, I thought they were going to get one. Last game, I didn't have a problem with them going 0-for because I thought, you know, Duclair missed the net a couple of times, which was disappointing, point blank. They had some much better chances. They looked more confident, and the guy made a few saves. And the big thing to me last game was it didn't kill their momentum. You know, in those other games, they were doing to me, you know, so poorly on the power play that the Capitals actually got a lift out of it and gained momentum. In the last game, even though they didn't score, I felt like they were good and they were in the zone and they kept the momentum. So, yeah, some of it, sometimes they get a little bit too cute. You know, hey, we all marvel, right, when they do these tic-tac-toe right. great goals and everybody loves it. Well, along with that comes sometimes a little bit of overpassing. I mean, that's just what they do. So I thought it was better last game. I do think when it breaks, it's going to break in a big way. We do see this from time to time. I'll tell you this, Joe, in the Stanley Cup playoffs in hockey, it's a weird thing. You know, like I think the Bruins once won the cup, maybe, if I'm remembering right, in like 11, and they went like 2 for 40 on the power play.
Wow.
It's just weird stuff.
Okay.
So it's got to be better. I mean, 100%. If you're going to go anywhere far, I mean, look, I don't think they can go for the series and win the series. Maybe I'm wrong. But I was a little bit encouraged last game. But I think it's a combination of all those things. They got to hit the net, maybe shoot a little bit more when you get the opportunity. And obviously getting in front of the guy is a big key. But I'm telling you, the way Washington is playing, it is just not easy to do because they're just packing it in front of the net. And they really don't care what else the Panthers do because I think they know, you know, their coach is a Stanley Cup finalist coach multiple times. I think he knows that if they start chasing after him and be overly aggressive, take out the notebook, man. They're going to school because this team is just too good for Washington.
Yeah.
Goldie, this team's not down 3-0. They didn't get swept out of here. And, of course, we could be, you know, complaining about a million things. But how do you think the officiating's been through four games so far?
I think it's been fine. I don't think it's determined the outcome of a game. Okay. Obviously, they're going to miss some calls here or there. You know me from all the years, guys. I'm not a big referee complainer. Like, if you don't get the pass interference call on fourth down with 20 seconds left when you're down by six, well, guess what? You shouldn't be down by six 59 minutes into the game.
I agree, Goldie. Right. I agree, right. Man. I'm with you.
So that's normally, you know, my thing. There's been a few missed ones, like Kuznetsov got fined for the high stick on Achari in game three, fined $5,000, which is the max, and there was no penalty. But they're human, too, and they're trying. Here's the thing, you know, it's so tough because these games are so aggressive. They're trying to get these players to walk this fine line. Well, you don't want to take the aggression out because that's what fans want, but you also don't want guys to go over the line. So they're walking this line of making sure they make the calls, but you don't want to call too much and take the game out of the players' hands. So overall, I think it's been fine, to be honest with you.
You got to hit me with one stat, if you can. I'm always curious because we've seen a couple of five-on-threes in this series. What's with, let's say with a minute of a five-on-three, what's the percentages in the league that team score on that, Gold? Roughly?
Well, let's see. Regular power play. I mean, if you're good, you're going over 20%. So I'm thinking it's like a third of the time. It's still not overly high.
Wow.
You know, breakaways are only 25%. Like people that think, oh, you gave up a breakaway. Yeah, well, 75% of the time, the goalie does.
Wow.
Stop the breakaway,
how about that number?
Yeah. So, wow, you know, it's not easy to score, but it certainly jumps up. Like if you have a good power play, you're at 20, and if you're going 5-on-3, I'm sure it's going up around 30%. But again, that still means, you know, 70% of the time you're not scoring, so it's not automatic.
Damn, Goal. I thought those numbers were a lot higher on the breakaway,
yeah.
Too. That's a good way. You hit us with some knowledge right there. That's a good way to let you go, man. You had a little coffee.
Goldie, what's the –
get you back with the wife and – at home and spending some time relaxing.
What's the
man,
call?
We've been working on that for decades. Forget about that, Joe. That ain't working. You know that.
What's the call at the end of a game at home if you win? It's not let's go home. It like let's go back to our like to Weston. Like what do you say at the end of that one?
I don't know what's going to come out of my mouth if they win game five. You know, hey, I'll tell you that here's the most incredible stat, and it's a negative for the team, but they got a chance. They have not led a playoff series in 10 years. The last time they had a lead in a playoff series was the 2012 against Jersey when they won the game 5 at home. They led 3-2, and then we know what happened. They lost game 6 and 7 in overtime and were eliminated. So, you know, this is another big hump game for these guys. You know, Ekblad, Barkov, Huberto, they've never had a lead in a series. They've always been chasing the series, you know, trying to get back in it. Let's see if they can really come through. I think they will. I think they'll come through and seize control. You know, every one of these things that goes on in this series is like a little, you know, professional breakthrough. For these guys, it's pretty fascinating to watch.
Goldie, as always, my man, thank you for getting up with us this morning. We appreciate it.
Of course. Thank you,
Goldie.
Have a good one tonight, kiddo.
See you guys.
All right.
All right.
I want to thank Steve Goldstein for being with us this morning before the big game five between the Panthers and Capitals. That'll do it for the show. Have a great day, everybody. The big mo from winning two in a row when you come down and you play like shh. They kicked their ass. I mean, it was ugly. It was ugly.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.